Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you had to pick one emotion, one attitude, one just sort of daily thought, with everything happening, and by everything happening, I mean record amount of border crossings, this insane Orwellian idea that you can say, hey, there was 0% inflation. 0% inflation. But wait a minute. What do you mean by that? Well, inflation is the same this month as it was last month, but it's still record inflation. And that's zero inflation. Or how about my other favorite right now? Yeah. How about my other favorite? The Inflation Reduction Act that actually increases inflation because it prints more money and is really more about climate action and prescription drugs than it is about inflation. You know, I don't have to go through the list. The raid at Mar-a-Lago. You see what's happening in the Minneapolis school district right now?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Fallon was just on, from Fox Across America, was just on. I saw on talking about that. Yeah, it's crazy. Unreal.
If you missed this, folks, here's the new HR position, Minneapolis school system. As we do reductions in staff, white people should be first to be eliminated, terminated. Fargo School District, and a pledge. So you get it. I'm not going to go through the laundry list. I want to know what emotion you have and what you're doing about it. It's question of the day. A little radio graffiti. We're not going to talk long, but I just want whatever attitude you have, what you're doing about it, because I really fear that there is an enormous amount of anger and frustration, price of gas, just things that sort of like you got to imagine the emotion of Donald Trump, who puts forward some policies that work, the economy roaring, the economy even outperforming other countries in the middle of COVID because we didn't lock down to the degree they did.
Right.
The border under control, right? And all of it's undone.
Man. Go down the list.
I'm starting down the list, and I don't want to go down the list because we've all got our own lists. And it's causing us to feel what? And what do you do with that? You can be angry. You can be frustrated. You can be mad. You can be all those things and worry yourself into a hole. Or you can say, I'm going to channel this into doing something else. So I want to know that emotion, that attitude, how you feel, and what you're doing about that. A couple of things I think are understandable. One, it's impossible not to be angry right now. It really is. It's just, I try very hard to be a happy warrior. I really do. Because to me, a happy warrior gives you a spirit of, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and go to town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take something on. It's a project. It might not be fun. It'd be like health battles. I've had them. We've all had them. It's no fun. Your life's disrupted. Surgery, doctor, the whole thing. It stinks. Well, you can sit there and wallow in pity, or you can say, okay, I'm going to lean into this. I'm going to offer the suffering up. I'm going to just say, hey, this too shall pass, and get through it. This feels to me like one of those times. You know, one of those battles. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I was in Arizona. A couple of reasons. One, spending some time with Charlie Kirk and his team down there. Spent yesterday at their studios on Sunday at an event where they had Ron DeSantis at a Unite and Win rally.
Mm-hmm.
Unite and Win. Kerry Lake was there, candidate for governor, primary winner. Blake Masters, Senate, primary winner. And I thought, you know what? Very, very important to the future of Republicans taking back the Senate is Arizona.
Right. Yeah.
The
solid
border,
people.
The border issue, it's one of the key states right there. Arizona and Texas on the front line of that battle. Why not adopt Arizona? Why not say, hey, Arizona? Who do I know in Arizona? Who do I know that winters in Arizona? Who do they know that lives in Arizona?
I got a list.
Well, there's a lot of people. It's a snowbird city,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
So maybe you channel the frustration into adopting. I'll give you another one. I think it's better. I think it's easier. School boards. I just told you about two things. One, you know, one misguided member of the Fargo school board manages to get six others to go with him to say, let's stop saying the Pledge of Allegiance before Fargo school board meetings. Causing now the governor and some legislators to say, hey, we need to address this. Good for them. But how about the decision in the first place? And I only need to look at this last June in Fargo and see miserable turnout. Miserable turnout in the primary election. Okay, well, then that's on us.
That is.
That's on anybody that didn't vote.
Bingo.
That's on anybody that didn't talk to a neighbor about it. You follow me? So, whatever it is you're feeling, whatever attitude you have right now, what are you doing about it? What role can you play? That's going to be a lot better use of that emotion.
Well, clearly, Scotty, you saw, I think that frustration or anger always leads to motivation. I'm mad, or we're frustrated about a dirt road, so we're going to blacktop it or whatever we're going to get motivated about. You saw Charlie Kirk is a manifestation of motivation. So is Blake Masters. So is Carrie Lake. So is Ron DeSantis. So is the rest of the people that have had enough. And I think that we still have to be happy warriors, no question. And, you know, anger's the enemy. You know, we just can't go there. But the process is what I think the muck and the red tape and the swampiness of it all is what frustrates people, me the most. You know, just, I want it done yesterday. And it seemed like Trump, you know, had the ability to kind of do things right now. They're a check. What's next? You know, things were heading in the right direction. Well, unbelievable how you can screw that up in such a short amount of time.
Question of the day we'll take through the whole program today. You can text in the answer 701-237-1590 or Radio Graffiti, call us, okay? 701-258-0550. Doug in Bismarck, first to go on what's on your mind. What emotion are you feeling and what are you doing about it, Doug?
Well, my emotion's not very good today because of, I just learned from my son that I didn't know this, that Nancy Pelosi's son went over to Taiwan with her and she's trying to set him up just like Hunter Biden set up.
He's already set up.
Yeah, true story. True story, yeah. By the way, and they did not have him on the manifest that the press sees and who's on the trip, the official delegation. Normally they release that and you know who's along. They didn't. There were rumors about it, so she had to admit, yeah, he was along. And then they said, well, did he do any business? Oh, no, of course not. He didn't do any business. Well, he wouldn't be dumb enough to do any business on the actual trip with her, but the relationships lead to business deals. As Kevin said, some of those already in place.
So, yeah, he's on the board of two different Chinese energy companies or something. Well, what qualifies him for that, I wonder?
When you hear that, Doug, though, what do you think? What are you feeling as a result of it?
Well, they tried to do to Trump. They said that they impeached him because they said, well, he was doing something with the money with Ukraine, with whatever it was. And now Hunter Biden's getting by with this crap. Nancy Pelosi's son's getting by with this crap. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, isn't there anything we can do?
Well,
it's like a ball. it's the families.
This is why we're asking the question today. Appreciate it, Doug. Thank you.
Yeah,
what emotion?
Gotta get rid of them.
What are you doing about it?
That's what you do. You got to get rid of them.
This just in, by the way, a little breaking news here for you. Thursday, 6 p.m., the Fargo School Board is going to meet in a special session to discuss the Pledge of Allegiance. How about that? Might they have come to their senses?
Here we go.
Might Seth Holden be on an island now and not have six people that join him in this awful decision. 7-2 by the Fargo School Board. So, and by the way, this is a good example of a decision like that frustrating you, understandably, making you angry, but not just going along with it and being mad and pouting and this is horrible, this is terrible. This is, you know, the governor, what the governor did. Thank you very much. The governor raised that issue to a whole new level yesterday by saying what he said. That, wait a minute, this is a problem. We need to address this. We'll make it a priority of the legislature. I love it. Dirty jobs in our focus today, and really important dirty jobs. We're going to talk about aggregates, concrete, building things, and what that takes and the people to do that. We're going to talk tech today in our business roundtable coming up on the program as well. And I want to know from you what attitude you have based on everything we've talked about today that is frustrating you, what attitude you have and what you're doing about it, how you're channeling that. That's the question today, 701-258-0550.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On this day in 1977, died on the throne.
Yeah, that's what they say.
They call him the king. Yeah. I'll never forget it. I was at the Chippewa County Fair in Montevideo, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Working the booth.
Yep.
My friends from KDMA. My dad was the general manager there. And the news came on top of the hour and said, Elvis is dead, and the whole place, like, stopped dead in its tracks. Never forget it, as long as I live. You know, because the radio's blaring,
oh, yeah,
right? To the,
yep,
to the exhibit hall, and we're doing, you know, live radios you do at a fair. Elvis is dead.
Woo! We got done with junior year football. We were doing two-a-days, and we came in the locker room after the first morning practice, and coaches said, yeah, Elvis is dead. And we were all like, really? Oh, okay. And we just kind of, we were all into Led Zeppelin and, you know, a lot of different, we weren't really Elvis's generation, but
oh man,
you know, learned what a big deal that was as life went on, for sure.
Big, big dang deal. Mike Lindell has an offer for you folks and tells me the My Slippers almost completely sold out. So as a special thank you, the brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals are now selling for $29.98. Limited time offer. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT. You get the all-new footwear for as low as $29.98. All-season slippers made with that exclusive four-layer design you won't find in any other slipper. You'll tell the second you put them on these are different. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And the slides and sandals are made with a patented impact gel, ultra comfortable, extremely durable. Guarantee you the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com. A lot of summer left, folks. And, of course, the footwear year-round. MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028. The slippers, the slides, the sandals for as low as $29.98. Promo code ScottMyPillow.com. Jeff in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Is that me?
That's you. Give me one word to describe your attitude these days and what you're doing about it, Jeff.
Very disgruntled. Very disappointed in our current administration as far as local North Dakota administration. I think there's too many fingers and too many pots. And I include Hovind in that. I'm going to back Rick Becker for Senate because I know the man. He's a conservative. I think that when you've got people in your government that, you know, don't trust the delegates to go to a convention and have to pick their own, I think that's wrong. I think that you've got Big Pharma being heavily invested in by our current governor and his buddy Bill Gates. I seriously thought about running for Senate myself in District 7. But I'm trying to run two businesses, which is very difficult in the times that we have right now. And so I think our Senator Goldman, Mr. Hovind, also is on the board of one of the banks that's doing some heavy, heavy financial investing in the Chinese plant up there, Grand Forks. So there's a lot of things that we need
where's
to
your,
take.
What's your source on that? I've never heard anything of the sort. For one, there's nothing to finance right now.
Yeah, he is on that board.
Well, I mean, he's got a family-owned bank, and when you go into the Senate, you put your assets in a blind trust, so that's a separate deal. But where have you seen the Chinese connection, Jeff? Where what's your source on that?
Well, I just Googled it, and you know, I started looking at the equipment that was being delivered, and you started looking at the financiers. And it's the same deal with the $25 million that goes into the CO2. I'm heavily involved in the CO2 capture programs because, you know, we're short on CO2. And so you start looking at the financials of all this kind of stuff and where the money flows and where it's going to. And look at the Tundra project. I mean, it's pretty easy to find if you do any kind of research at all. And his name came up quite a few times. So I just thought to myself, now why are, you know, these people go into office making a medium wage, and now they're millionaires, and it's all because of this.
Well, but John Hovind was a millionaire long before he decided to run for, long before he was president of Bank of North Dakota, long before he was governor of North Dakota. I mean, it comes from a family of a banking family, so that isn't. John Hovind, I could argue John Hovind's cost himself money by running for Senate. Let me ask you a question about the Rick Becker candidacy.
Before he was a Republican. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question related to, a question for you, Jeff. If John Hovind had said, I'm going to go to a convention and I'm going to abide by whatever happens there, I will not run as an independent, I'll not run, and then loses and then decides to run, are you voting for him? Are you supporting him? I mean, it seems to me Rick Becker has said one thing and done another, which should, I believe, cause some frustration among his supporters, no?
Well, you know, I went through the crash of 2008, and until you do go through things like that, your eyes don't get, you know, you just don't become aware of what's going
it's
on.
It's an interesting story, yeah, but it's so not an answer to my question.
Mr. Hovind.
Well, answer the question. I'm asking you a basic, simple question, Jeff, to say, you know, if Hovind had said one thing and done another, whether you would be here screaming about that. Do you give Rick Becker a pass?
On what? What did he give?
He said he would not run. He would abide by whatever happened in the convention, and now he's running as an independent. Were you not aware of that?
See that as an issue.
All right. Politician can say one thing and do another thing as long as I agree with that politician. All right. Thanks, Jeff. What emotion do you have? What are you doing about it? Question of the day. Texters. I'm angry, shaking my head, feeling disbelief, down the dumps, hurting for President Trump and family. I just want our country back. Time for harder prayer. All right? There's somebody that's got several emotions there, Cap. Guess what they're doing about it?
Yeah,
praying about
praying.
It. There you go. One word? Question mark? Pissed. What am I doing about it? A friend and I started a live stream. That's something.
Yeah.
Talk to your friends and neighbors. Texter says, yeah, exactly right. Texter says, has there ever been great turnout in Fargo summer election? Mayoral school board elections need to be held in November along with other elections. People lose interest in the summer. They go on vacation or head to the lake.
That's a great point.
School boards benefit from low turnout. It's by design. Okay, but I'm telling you what, folks. If we're going to the lake, we're going on vacation, when there's all kinds of ways to vote before you leave, absentee voting, everything else, that's on us. I'm not, you know, would I like to have them held in November? Absolutely, and I think we ought to. But to me, that's no excuse. Texter says, what is it about Minneapolis laying off white teachers only, no minority teachers? If that isn't discrimination, I don't know what is. Somebody else wanted to know what actually is happening there.
To do with curriculum, CRT. Jimmy Failo, I did see didn't hear what he was talking about, but I saw the scroll underneath. Haven't dug enough on it yet. But
well, my understanding is the Minneapolis school board has said when we have layoffs, we're going to lay off white teachers first, which is racism. Another listener says, I've donated to Blake Masters and the Flores candidate of Texas, plan to do the same for Tudor Dixon in Michigan. That's doing something about it.
You bet.
Another listener says, I think the word you're looking for is fed up. Sick
yep.
and tired is another term people
great
are
one.
Using. Yeah. There again, what are we doing about it? More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Justice Department on Monday said it opposes unsealing the affidavit that prosecutors used to obtain a federal judge's approval to search former President Trump's Florida home, where they seized boxes and took the president's passports. Now that the country is in a recession, the last thing government should be doing to correct the problem is spending more money. Yet that's exactly what President Biden and Democrats are doing today. With zero Republican support, Biden will be signing a check for $739 billion that is projected to prolong the financial woes in this country. President Biden's tax and spend bill is scheduled to go into law today when the ink hits the paper. President Biden on the bill.
The American people are going to see lower prescription drug prices, lower health care costs, and lower energy costs.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Little Elvis action today on the program. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. Long-term care facilities, schools, health care facilities have all upgraded their game when it comes to indoor air quality. And the beautiful thing about that is they call H.A. Thompson & Sons. They do the vast majority of this in these facilities statewide, and you benefit from that in your home or your business. So whether it's this pandemic that's no longer a pandemic or the next one or whatever, indoor air quality now matters in a way it never has before. So think about that for your home, for your business. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. Let's get Henry and Fargo in here, and then our guest today talking about dirty jobs that matter, the concrete business in our focus, the Aggregate and Ready Mix Concrete Association Minnesota, the National Ready Mix Concrete Association, Stratacorp, hosting an aggregate and concrete production plant tour tomorrow for Congressman Michelle Fischbach. To celebrate construction materials, the construction industry, the folks that are building responsibly, efficiently, and environmentally friendly today on the program, plus our business roundtable coming up. Henry and Fargo, let's get your comment in here. What emotion are you feeling, Henry, and what are you doing about it?
You know, probably like the rest of the 80-some million voters that voted for Trump, an election was stolen, which you and Kramer have a hard time admitting. But I'm calling about your last customer that called in. Maybe you have history with him. I don't know. But I sure remember Kevin Kramer saying he wasn't going to run for Senate, wasn't going to run for Senate, wasn't going to run for Senate. I mean, you're splitting hairs with this guy. But it's just, when you get on the radio, it's just so obvious that you just shill for him. The best days of your program are when you
shill. Shill for who?
Do a great job.
Who am I shilling for, Henry?
Do a great job.
Who am I shilling for, Henry?
You couldn't give him two words out of the last caller's mouth when you're all of a sudden supporting Kevin Kramer or Hovind. It doesn't
matter. There's very little to do with Kevin Kramer in that conversation, Henry. I don't think you heard it real well. And the caller got a good chance to say exactly what he felt about Rick Becker after we talked about his emotions. I was asking him, if another candidate did that, what would they feel? He wanted to talk about Hovind and involvement in China, which I let him do. It's his viewpoint. Asked him for a little bit of background on it, but Henry, I'm all for criticism, but you got to listen a little closer to critique a little better in that regard. I want you to, and by the way, Kevin Kramer saying I don't want to run for Senate, I'm happy in the House, is very different than somebody saying, okay, I'm no longer a Republican, I'm going to run as an independent. Let's just be honest about it. It's fine.
It's fine that, you know, Rick Becker's changed his mind. That's fine. But I also think it's fair for us to say, well, if Hovind or Kramer or Armstrong did that or Burgum did that, what would you be saying? Just be honest about it. That's all I'm asking for there. I don't think that's too much to ask. Let me get to our guest, who is the executive director of the Aggregate and Ready Mix Association of Minnesota, John Cunningham. Hey, John, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you?
Tell me a little bit about this event tomorrow and why it's important.
Yeah, so tomorrow what we're doing is we're hosting an event at Stratocorp's facility up by Detroit Lakes. And this is for Congresswoman Fischbach and, of course, others that might be interested. But the reason it's important is that today what we see is, like, with concrete and aggregates are just the rocks and smaller size aggregates that go into concrete, or they could go into asphalt or many other products and go straight down onto the roadway. But what we're seeing is that it's sort of like the engine in your car. You don't really give it much thought. You start it up and you run on it. But there isn't a lot of thought given to what goes into that product. And it's an important product. Obviously, the concrete and the aggregates that we produce as an industry, those are the literal building blocks of society. And so what we're trying to do is raise the profile of the industry and help people understand that this is a critical and essential industry. We want to keep it moving and moving forward throughout the Upper Plains. And to do that, there are certain things that we need to think about on a daily basis.
Yeah, and one thing I don't think we think about is sand and gravel and concrete and how important they are. It's sort of like the engine in your car. Most of us take that for granted. We get in, car starts, and we go where we want to go. But I think this industry gets taken for granted more often than not. And that's why it's important for this discussion to happen today. I'm glad we're chatting about it. I really am. Tell me a little bit about the analogy of the car engine. You agree with that as far as the industry and the materials necessary to make this go?
Yeah, I think it's a great analogy. And the reason is that, you know, again, we don't give it a lot of thought. We get frustrated if it doesn't start for us on a certain day. But other than that, we take for granted that it's going to fire right up when we hop in there. And, you know, one thing to also think about with that analogy is that the aggregates and the concrete today, especially the concrete today, is as different from the concrete of the 1970s as the cars of today are different from the cars of the 1970s. There's a lot of science that goes into a yard of concrete, unbelievable amount of science that goes into that. It's much higher tech than I think a lot of people may realize. And so that is a reflection of the spectrum of jobs that go into this industry. It's a huge industry, obviously. I think everybody can kind of understand that. But the spectrum of jobs, the variety of jobs that are available in our industry are also just tremendous. And some of those are very high tech. You know, I work daily with PhDs around the country that help us build more durable, more versatile, more sustainable materials. And those folks are some of the most brilliant in the world. And then we have people that are working, as you probably see, once the product hits the ground, we got people that are out there putting in hard work, hard labor to make those products deliver on the promise of the engineers and the architects that design it.
So the raw materials, obviously, essential and a constant battle, but also workforce, as you say, which is affecting everybody today. It's almost it's a broken record is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm dating myself, but it's a broken record because everybody's fighting that battle. How are you meeting that challenge? And this is one of the I love dirty jobs. I really do, because they build things. You know, you're able to look at it. It's tangible. Hey, look what I did. And so we love celebrating them, and that's one of the reasons I'm excited to have you guys talking about this today on the program and excited with our partnership with Strata to talk about it. But talk a little bit about what you say to potential members of the workforce for this industry, John.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me thank you for putting a spotlight on these types of jobs. And you mentioned dirty jobs. I've had the opportunity to see and listen to Mike Rowe in person a couple of times. And it's you and people like Mike Rowe that have really helped get this message out to people, you know, that these jobs, some of the jobs that we do, you know, they're not as glamorous as maybe some people might think in one respect. But in another respect, and the way that I think about it, and this is probably dating me a little bit, is that those are the jobs that made America great. You know, the respect for the trades was fantastic when I was growing up. I get the sense that maybe that's waned a little bit, that maybe we don't celebrate those jobs enough. But you and people like you and Mike Rowe that are doing that, that's really important work, and it gives us the opportunity to sit back and say, okay, well, how can we attract more young people to this industry? How can we help them see the importance of these jobs and really take pride in being a part of dirty jobs like in the construction industry and with construction materials in particular for us? So one of the things that we've done is we started a program. It's called Concrete Industry Management, CIM. And we have that program going now at South Dakota State. That South Dakota State program serves all of the Upper Plains. It's an 11-state region. So everybody within the sound of your voice, within the sound of this radio program, can access that CIM program at South Dakota State. And I know you're going to have Tim Hostetler on a little bit, the program director, to talk more about that. But the really important thing, or the part I'd like people to take away from listening to Tim later, is that there's no reason a young person can't go into that program right now today, get a 4-year degree, all right, it's a bachelor's degree, and do that without any debt. There's no reason that they should have to take on any debt to get through that program. And the reason I said it is that we have scholarships available for those students. We have summer internships available for them. We have all kinds of work that we can plug them into so that they don't have to take on any debt. And, of course, South Dakota State is a very affordable university to begin with. So it's programs like that that we're starting or have started. And if anybody needs any information, give me a ring on that. Or you can go to our website. That is armofmn.com, armofmn.com, or you can go to our workforce development website, which is Let's Rock Minnesota. And Let's Rock Minnesota has all of the different jobs that are out there in our field, along with the links to the CIM program at South Dakota State. One other thing we're working on right now is we've got a shortage of truck drivers. There's a shortage of truck drivers, everybody knows that in general. But one of the things we're trying to do is figure out, with these new entry-level driver training regulations at the federal level, how can we make that happen quicker and less expensively for folks? So if you want to get a CDL today, you know, that can take several weeks before you get that under these new rules, and it can cost thousands of dollars to do it. Well, is there a way that we can work with those trainers and those providers to get a program out there that's maybe half the cost and maybe half the time, or even less than half the time that it takes to get through that, and do it, of course, with covering all the material that's required, but get people a more affordable and quicker way to make that happen? And we're looking at that throughout the industry on all the different jobs that come through our...
It's a fascinating topic. It is, and the time's never enough. Concrete, the most widely used material on earth next to water. In every home, church, school, street, think about that. And they're literally the building blocks of our society. So something we don't think about every day, that's part of our job here, to get you to think about some of these things. John, thanks for the fascinating conversation. We appreciate you very much. Others coming up on the program, and Mike on the road.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley.
I can't walk out.
The king of rock and roll. Celebrating him on the bumpers today. On What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Meatloaf or cheesy taco hot dish. The home cooking waiting for you at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, location of PetroServe USA. Sweet and sour chicken in Harwood. What you doing to me? Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City today. Taco Mac at 12th and I-29. Chicken Alfredo in Glendon and lasagna 45th and 9th Street Southwest, Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, before we get our next guest in to talk about that great program that SDSU has, Concrete Industry Management Program, talk about that, a four-year degree. No debt, 95% placement, more than 95%. Whew, unbelievable. Mike on the road, question of the day is, what emotion, what attitude do you most have? What are you doing about it? Mike, go ahead.
Well, we all got to be hopeful, I guess. But at the same time, I'm ticked off. I just think that... we'll get through it. We're going to have a landslide red wave in November. So I'm kicked off, but I'm just very hopeful. I guess.
Good for you. Good for you, Mike.
Kind of what I do is I got to find some funny ha-ha, you know, some stuff to laugh at. So I kind of go, you know, I go back and forth with different media outlets, and I've kind of found like a daily lineup that I, you know, go to that provide comfort, provide some, you know, laughter. But anyway, and then another thing, I like bumper stickers. And I don't know if you remember this, Scotty, but maybe you do. About a year ago, we were both heading east on 52nd Avenue, and I was driving along a little ahead of you, and you honked at me, and I had that Carter Trump 2024 sign on my window. Do you remember that?
I don't, but I love bumper stickers, so it wouldn't be unlike me to give you a little honk.
Well, anyway, yeah, you gave me a thumbs up, and I'm like, I did a double take, like, that's Scotty Hannon right there. So so we just kind of went back and forth down the road there, and that's kind of what I do. I like to get some looks, you know.
Good for you, Mike, and I love the fact that you're hopeful as well. I really do.
I'm with you on the humor.
And the memes do it for me. Memes are like my favorite. You know, they make me laugh. And you got to stay a happy warrior. Really do. Let me get our next guest in here, Tim Hosteller, who is a Concrete Industry Management Program Director, Associate Professor of Practice at SDSU. Tim, what a program! Congratulations on this program. These are white collar jobs, obviously management jobs in the industry. We're talking about dirty jobs as well. But to have, you know, 4-year degree without debt, and then the 95% placement rate, you know, that's a lot to be proud of there. Congratulations.
It is. Well, thank you very much. We're proud of the program, and it is new to the upper Midwest, but it's certainly not a new program. Concrete Industry Management was started at Middle Tennessee State in the mid-90s by a bunch of visionary folks from the concrete industry that back then realized that there wasn't a lot of young talent coming into the industry. So they got some money together, got together with MTSU, started a program. It's basically a business-intensive, business management program focused on the concrete industry. So they started there in the mid-90s. Then they went over to New Jersey Institute of Technology, started another branch, went clear out west to California, started one at California State University, Chico, then down to Texas, Texas State San Marcos, and then realized there was a big hole in the upper center of the country and started looking around for a university up here and settled on SDSU.
That's great. When you talk about prospective students, what do you tell them about the industry that gets them most excited? It's not going anywhere for one, right?
It's not going anywhere. As long as we keep making people, we're going to keep needing construction, and as long as we have construction, we're going to need concrete. I mean, we're literally the foundation for everything. There's a couple of things that get them. You know, everybody has a different take on things, but some students really like the job placement, and you said 95%. I could have placed 100 students last year if I had them. I have people calling for graduates before we even started teaching classes. So it's a good problem to have, I guess. We just need to get the students to fill the seats. But the job placement is exciting to them. The salary range is exciting to a lot of them. A lot of these students come out of these other programs. They're making six figures before they're 30 years old. I use my son, who graduated from the program in California, as an example. He's now running an aggregate operation in the whole state of Oregon, was making, you know, over $100,000 before he was 30. That's a, you know, pretty nice goal. The scholarship package is also tremendous. We have a local and a national patrons group, made up of industry companies. They pool a bunch of money together and kick down a couple $1,000s a semester for each one of these students. A bunch of other industry folks are kicking down scholarship money as well. So, really, you know, really tremendous opportunity. And as you mentioned, a tremendous opportunity to come out with a good paying job and not a whole lot of debt.
I love it. How do folks find out more about it?
Well, we have a national website. It's pretty easy. It's concretedegree.com. If you go to the national website, it'll tell you all about the national side of the program and then kind of branch off into the five universities that house the program. You could also go to Concrete Industry Management at South Dakota State University. My contact info should be in there. I'm always willing to talk to people on the phone or take return emails or texts or however they want to get a hold of me.
Love the innovation here. Really do. Tim Hosteller, who is Concrete Industry Program Management Director, Associate Professor of Practice at SDSU. Thanks for the time today. Talking concrete today and dirty jobs. Very important jobs on What's on Your Mind. Nothing says go bison like NDSU apparel. And right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 3 for $6. Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag, $10.99. Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents. And my favorite, salted nut rolls, 4 for $1. Twizzler strawberry twist, $1.69 too. Any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, 79 cents. All this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.